As we reported earlier, an effort to give illegal immigrant students in-state tuition, or as I call it, Tennessee taxpayer-supported tuition at public colleges in Tennessee, died in the House Education Committee yesterday. Let's bring in Representative Judd Matheny, the leader of the Conservative Majority Caucus, who held a news conference prior to this vote to oppose it. Judd, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning,
Ralph. You got to be feeling pretty strong or good about what happened in the House Education Committee yesterday.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of a sublime victory. I hate that it's our own party, even though it's my friends, that are pushing for this legislation, but I am proud that we have enough conservatives in the Republican caucus now to be able to stop issues like this. And those that voted to stop this are the core of the conservative majority caucus in the House. And I appreciate those guys. And then we appreciate Eddie Smith being pragmatic about the new administration and about what the future could hold for illegals and their status and giving the president time and siding with us and stopping this bill. Yeah, in the committee, we're proud for that.
Speaking of being pragmatic about the new president, the new Trump administration, he's certainly matching his words with actions, I think, on the border. No question about that. But
no question.
He really hasn't given us much to hope for in terms of dealing effectively through deportation with most of the illegal immigrants that are here, and in particular the so-called Dreamers who would have benefited from this bill yesterday. Do you feel like you just put off something that is inevitable sometime in the future?
Well, I think he is trying to tackle it. I don't think we see it and feel it down here or in our everyday life yet, Ralph. And I think what he's doing is he's going after the most egregious violators. He's sort of triaging the illegal immigrants that are here and making sure he goes after them. That they have intelligence on that really need to be gone. And I think at the same time, they're trying to come up with a solution for the Dreamers and the DACA kids and all those that are here. Instead of just a mass deportation against them, I think he's sort of decapitating the worst of them and then trying to figure out a way to deal with the rest of them.
What do you say to those who argue we've already invested in their K-12 education, and as you know, that's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 or something like that? Does it make sense to not go ahead and follow through with that investment and invest in the most valuable part of their education, which might actually give us a return sometime in the future, their college education?
Well, we would like to do that, but I think folks have been put in power to stop funding illegal immigrants and their activities. And we won't sit up here to compromise on that issue, Ralph. And we're going to have to draw that line in the sand, and we're drawing it now. We're going to encourage those folks to become legal. We don't believe that this country can survive if everybody's not properly assimilated. I will say that the gift of the great education they've received in the past is a gift from the greatest country on earth, and I hope they appreciate that. But it's time now for them to do at least their part and become citizens and pay this country back before they ask it for any more.
Are you bothered, as some are, by the fact that they don't seem to appreciate it, they specifically don't appreciate it and feel like they're entitled to more?
It's very aggravating. Once again, Ralph, the conservative majority caucus has heard this. We're a clear majority of the Republican caucus, and I think you'll see that when the gas tax comes to the floor. Just like you saw the stopping this bill in committee. And we're very aggravated with that. We see it. We're not happy with it. We hear our constituents that are very upset with it. We believe that 80% of Tennesseans want us to do the actions that we're taking right now.
And since you brought up the gas tax, the House Finance Committee passed the governor's version, the amended governor's version of the gas tax, sent it to the House floor, but it does look like that David Hawke will bring his and Harwell's plan, to the House floor to compete with it during the House debate. How does that happen? How does that work? And what do you think will happen as a result of that?
Everything is still very much in play. A clear majority of the Republican caucus is against the governor's plan, even though it's moving forward. And the Finance Committee will get it to calendar and rules. It will probably get to the floor. And then what we'll do is we'll see numerous amendments trying to strip portions of the governor's bill apart or to replace it in totality with David Hawke's bill. And I think that you'll see the governor's going to need every single Democrat, as well as about 28 or 29 Republicans to vote for his IMPROVE Act. Several of the Democrats I know aren't going to be able to vote for it because they know they're going to get beat in their rural districts come re-election time if they do. So this debate is far from over. I would say the governor's plan and David Hawk's plan each have a 50% chance, and it's going to be as good as the Final Four basketball tournament watching on the House floor. I promise.
Bobby told me this morning she's going to bring her Pepsi and popcorn.
I will. It's going to be great, great, great politics and drama and
Now, just as a point of order, how does this happen? Some bills die in the committee. If the committee doesn't send them forward, they die. The Hawk plan did not. Why is that? Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Well, you want to keep it alive so you can keep it in play. And there are various rules that if a committee kills a bill or if the House kills a bill, it can't be brought up again for the rest of the session. Mm-hmm. And the session is 2 years in length, and we're in the first half of it.
Right.
So by this bill being withdrawn and not killed, it keeps it in play, the subject matter in play, to come to the House floor as an amendment.
Gotcha.
And it's an unusual situation when you see the Speaker of the House bring an issue forward and it be rejected by her own committee.
That surprised me. I was surprised that she would bring it forward if she didn't have the votes in the committee. But apparently it's going to be a good strategy for your side anyway, because since they put it together and withdrew it, it can be brought forward as an amendment.
That's correct. And the conservatives in the House will back Speaker Harwell and David Hawk's plan almost down to the person. And I think we'll be able to draw some other folks with us. It's going to be razor thin margins. Ralph, I cannot definitively tell you at all which plan or whether hybrid of the two will pass. It's going to be anyone's guess, but it's very close.
Judd, thanks for joining us.